USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says whenever he leaves the White House, he'll be looking back on his time there, remembering how he was treated unfairly.
I have done more than any president in history in the first 3.5 years, and I've done it suffering through investigations where people have been, General Flynn, where people have been so unfairly treated.
The president speaking there on Fox News Sunday, also claiming President Obama and former VP Joe Biden, now the presumptive Democratic nominee, spied on his campaign, and he says he was hammered by the investigation by former special counsel Robert Mueller. Police in Illinois are investigating after 13 people were wounded in a mass shooting along Peoria's riverfront early yesterday morning. All the victims are expected to recover. No word on whether any arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working 2 different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Police in central Illinois investigating after 13 people were wounded in a mass shooting along Peoria's riverfront last evening. 6 men and 7 women treated for injuries they're expected to recover from. There is no word from police on any arrests. Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is questioning Georgia Governor Brian Kemp's motivations for filing a lawsuit against her and her COVID-19 orders.
There were other cities in our state who instituted mask mandates, and she did not push back against them.
The mayor raising the possibility that Kemp sued to challenge the city's coronavirus-related actions because she's a woman, saying on CBS's Face the Nation that Atlanta demographics might also have had something to do with it. Lance Bottoms herself has tested positive for the virus. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Civil rights groups are putting together a nationwide walkout today, demanding greater social equity and justice. Organizers with the Service Employees International Union are calling the strike for black lives. Planned in cities from L.A. to Boston, the idea is to call for higher wages and an end to what organizers call systemic racism in the workplace and in communities. The additional $600 in unemployment benefits that Americans have been getting will be ending after this week. The supplement has been part of the $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that Congress passed in March, but more than 25 million workers have been collecting $600 a week on top of state unemployment benefits, and those payments vary widely. 6 states pay less than $300 a week in unemployment benefits, but many others pay more, meaning people were making more money than they were had they actually been working. Today is the last day to register to vote in Florida's August 18th primary election, the deadline coming 4 days after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to let felons who have completed their sentences vote unless they pay fees, fines, and restitution. 51 years ago today, humans took their first steps on the moon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.